The Russian army is in really quite a precarious position and is sort of setting up for, in effect, a all or nothing gamble. Their killed in action casualty figures are somewhere between about 10,000 and 15,000 at this point, and their visually verified vehicle losses are about 2,500, just in terms of the ones we have confirmed, verifiable, positively ID'd footage for. And so that's equates to somewhere in the region of about 40,000 or just over in terms of the total casualties from killed, wounded, captured, missing. Having failed in its initial attempt to take Kiev and other key cities like Kharkiv, Sumy, and Odessa, the Russian army is sort of falling back on, in effect, more practically achievable objectives. It's concentrating on a renewed offensive in the Donbass to try and encircle the forces there and consolidate, break the final resistance in Mariupol, which of course has been surrounded and under siege with no supplies for more than 40 days now. And so if they can inflict this kind of defeat on the Ukrainian forces, the theory seems to be that they can then force a ceasefire or at least a lull, and that'll give them time to consolidate what they've gained so far. And then basically you are likely to get a long-term conflict that sort of rumbles on as Ukraine tries to take back territory and the Russians kind of dig in. But to do that, it's throwing in units that are, by any normal measure, combat ineffective already. They've taken huge attrition, they've been massively defeated in the north, and their morale is probably terrible, along with a lot of their equipment. The fact that Russians are pushing them in anyway suggests they're very low on other potential reinforcements. If the Russian army fails in this coming offensive, then at that point, I think we're likely to see large-scale collapses in terms of frontages, as we saw in the north of Ukraine, because they won't be able to both defend their supply lines to their forward positions from infiltration and being cut off, and also maintain their forward positions if they keep taking losses without significant breakthrough.